Jack Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Jack Jill Show, entertaining real estate investment advice. I'm Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting this week from sunny Southern California, where American cars seem to be scarce.
Have you noticed
that?
That's
kind of funny.
Have you noticed that about this place?
We are 33%, no, we're 25% American vehicles in our family.
In our family, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going along with this, which is true. We have one American car of four current vehicles right now. One of them is American.
We have American boat.
Oh, okay. Boat. So we're 20%. It just went down.
You know, I just thought of it. Honda.
Honda, two.
Toyota. Their North American headquarters are here, among other. That's, I think, maybe one of the reasons. It's a lot of employees work for other car companies. I know, I'm from Detroit, so
do you know
it's
what's
just
funny?
All you see in Detroit is American cars.
Well, the most American car that I see here is Tesla.
Yeah.
Where we are, there's Tesla,
you know,
everywhere.
What?
It's a Tesla
area.
It
makes me feel better, because Tesla's here.
Uh-huh. So we do have that.
Oh, it's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
There's too many BMWs everywhere.
Oh, they're dumb cars.
That's a different story. Today, Jill and I talk about more wag and less bark.
Yep.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the jackjill.com online community. It's free.
Matt S. shares, in the last member call, Luke Smith talked for a minute about how he goes about picking new counties to mail to, and one of the criteria he uses was looking at counties that have shorter days on market.
Huh.
From the time listed to the time sold.
This is exactly what we talked about on the last show, last episode.
I have looked at several different websites and can't find that information. Where are you getting this data? I have access to that data on the MLS in my own state, but not others. I'm looking to send out my second mailer. I want to make sure I'm not going to a county that is really hard to sell in. Awesome question.
First of all, it's a fantastic question.
Yeah.
And I'm really glad you're taking the data portion of this seriously. It tells me you're going to shine if you haven't already. The best place to get completed sales data is from the assessor when it gets recorded and then assessed. And the best place to get that is either RealQuest, one of the three data services we provide, we're licensed providers for, RealQuest, DataTree, and
Black Knight, Title Pro
24/7. Most all of us here use RealQuest. And there's a couple of columns in there that where the completed or the prior sale is. And those are your completed sales. If you're in a high velocity market like we are with houses, the time that the recorder records the property and the assessor assesses it isn't going to do you any good. And the MLS is only as good as how real estate agents input the stuff.
Exactly.
So I'll let your mind wander there. What you want to do for land is forget about it. Days on market for land is almost impossible to review. And in fact, it takes a lot longer in general to sell land retail than it does houses. People need a place to live. They don't necessarily need a land project. So what we do and what we teach is to forget about days on market and look at sale price for existing properties. And you want to come in so far below the existing sale price for like-kind properties in the market that there's just no way you're going to be owning it for too long.
Got it.
And do you know how long it took me to realize that?
Really?
I spent, in the beginning part of my career, mm-hmm. rifling through paper. You know, this was really before computers kicked in, like they are now, or the internet anyway. And finally, I devised a system. Just look at the stuff that's for sale and make sure you're about half price.
That's the easiest.
It's one sentence right there.
It really
is. Come in half
is.
Price. You're going to sell it fast.
I mean, because we all know, just because they paid, you know, there's so many different numbers floating around. What it's assessed at, what they bought it for, and all this good stuff. But the real number right now today is what's for sale right now.
That's it.
That's the best number, like Jack's saying. So I ignore all that stuff. I don't care what it's assessed at. It's because it's so all over the place. It's hilarious.
Right.
You know, and we were just looking at something the other day. I can't remember what I was looking at, some properties and some things. I'm like, oh, that's a joke. Look what they put down as the transfer price. It was like $75,000. I'm like, well, that was obviously it just changed hands in the family and they just put a number down. Because with the assets worth over $1 million, that's ridiculous. That we know it wasn't a $75,000 sale.
Jill and I went to brunch and we like we always do, and there's an open house sign. And we walk in and we laugh. We walk through the house. The house is atrocious. They want $5 million, literally $5 million for it. It was something I would pay maybe 1.5 for. Maybe. Right. Probably not if I saw it. And then we looked at the actual listing. You're right, Joe. It said prior sale. Current sale, $5 million. Prior sale, 20 minutes ago, 1.2.
Right.
And prior sale, $1 million. And then prior sale, 15,000.
Right. So I'm still like, what?
And Jill, that's a great time to bring that up, because now, if you're going to trust all this data, right, and you're not going to apply any common sense to it and test it for reason, you're going to come up with a squirrely number.
It's true.
There's a story there.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't sell it for 15 grand. And then a house never sold for 15 grand. It was probably an interrelated party.
They just put a number down. Put that down. Okay.
Maybe somebody input it wrong.
That could be two.
Missed a zero or something.
Or three zeros. Yeah.
So you never want to just say, oh, well, that the data says I got to do it this way. No. You have to apply some common sense.
Exactly.
Today's topic, one of Jill's favorites, more wag, less bark. This is the meat of the show.
This is important to me because I say it at the dinner table every night. Jack, you're doing it again. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Good show, Jill. Thanks.
Thank you. Well, that's it. Well, you've done it again. Waste another 2 minutes. Just kidding. Just kidding.
What does this mean, more wag, less bark?
My gosh, why do people... There's always people out there, no matter what, that are going to complain. Whether you give it to them free or you sell it to them for $10,000, they're still going to complain. We all know this. And we need to be ready for this and just let it roll off your back is my thing. So I have two things. One is, this is stupid. We could talk about why this happens. And the second thing is, how do we deal with it? So... The first thing is, this is out there, this happens, and don't let it happen to you. You know, we were talking about this subject. We were talking about, you know, more wag, less bark is, you know, quit talking about it and take some action. I mean, that's one way to look about this. What were your comments on this, Jack?
Well, I just think you have to have the right attitude to do stuff. You can sit around and think about things forever, and you're going to think yourself into doing nothing.
Right.
Or you can do stuff, make a bunch of mistakes, and then... a few minutes later, you're going to be doing it correctly. So, and you want to bring the right attitude into that. So barking, you know, we've all stared down at a barking dog thinking, geez, just shut up.
Mm-hmm.
We've all stared down at a dog wagging its tail saying, hey, how you doing today?
Mm-hmm.
And we all love that. So which one do you want to be? That's what I think this show's about. And I think you can apply it to relationships. You can apply it to your kids. You can apply it to your friends and certainly your real estate investment career.
Yep. You just took the show in a whole different direction I was going down a different dark hole, and I like your hole better. So we're going to change it up right now.
I like your hole better.
Jack.
My gosh. Where's your mind today,
you
Jill?
What did you say?
Oh, you mean to take that to the gutter?
Dude, can you
Maybe
say that?
Maybe it's Bugs Bunny's rabbit hole.
That must be it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's hilarious. So I was thinking it was a whole, I mean, you know what? Well, here's part of my confusion. I went looking, you obviously wrote this topic, and I went and looked it up. I figured that we've all seen this. You've seen stickers, and I thought there was some underlying, like, soup to nuts, you know, definition out there that I was going to find online, and I found none. I couldn't find any really good.
That's so obvious.
Philosophical. I thought there was still going to be something out there, but there wasn't. So I'm going to put my foot in my mouth once again, because I'm really good at that, because I'm a DeWitt. So
what?
Seriously. You know, there's two things that the DeWitts do all the time.
I want to hear this.
You know this. One is I put my foot in my mouth, and the other one is we beat a dead horse sometimes.
I'm absolutely convinced the first one's true, but that dead horse thing.
Oh, yeah. Well,
really?
Yeah, maybe I've caught myself lately, but yeah, I'm good at putting my foot in my mouth too. But at least, you know, the good thing is, I'm so good at putting my foot in my mouth that I recover well now. I know when you tell me I do it, I go, okay, got it. Thank you. I'm way wrong. So
here's why I wrote the topic to this show.
Yeah, please share with us. Save me.
I wrote it last week because this prior week we launched our escrow title company called TitleMind.com, and we launched it. And so Jill and I have an arrangement where I do all the preliminary work, the pricing. I make sure that there's a demand, and I do all the upfront startup type stuff that she, quite honestly, doesn't enjoy. She doesn't enjoy the research, IT part of it, or any of that software piece. What she loves is operations. And lucky for me, I'm not an operations person at all. So I spent, I don't know, I'm going to say maybe a week. We delayed the launch of this thing, not because of what I was doing, but and not because of what Joe was doing, because I was barking, wagging.
Oh.
And it was all about operations. I'm never stressed about anything that goes on in any of these companies except operations. When I say operations, I mean, great, the site's launched, people are calling or they're submitting orders, and all this stuff's happening in a really positive way. And orders are getting processed, and people are talking, our people are talking to our customers, and there's advertising. Operation, general operations after the thing is launched are being taken care of by Joe and her team.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand that part. I was all stressed out about it. And I said, so I woke up one morning thinking, what am I stressed out about? She's done it like six times.
Go. Yeah. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
She's done it like six times before, no matter how bad it gets.
Oh, yeah.
She always figures it out.
No matter how taped together it is that you handed to me, we figure it out.
So, you know, this title is more for me than anybody else. Like, stop whining and barking about it. Just be happy about it, and whatever happens, it happens within mm-hmm. reason. So I think it's good advice. So I'm sure I woke up that morning when I'm sitting there thinking all this stuff, and then I'm thinking, man, how many members do we have, or how many people out there are starting brand new in their real estate business going through the same thing, worrying about something that's never really going to happen anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And if it does, you just deal with it when it happens.
Totally.
It's silly.
Exactly.
Even 20 years later,
yeah.
I'm all freaked out.
That's crazy.
I know.
And after how many launches and how many sub companies and how many this and how many that, I don't even worry about it. You know, and you would think as a woman, I would be more cautious. I don't know. Women, so I'm like, whatever happens.
I was reading a thing about somebody interviewed a movie star, and they said, so what's it like right before you start to film a movie? And she said, all I do is try to get out of filming the movie. I don't go through any other process. I don't go through what you're supposed to go through as an actor, because I don't want to spend the next 2 months of my life doing this. And that, but that's her barking way and non-wagging way of, you know, so it's silly.
Hmm.
What are we all worried about? Failing?
What do I do?
I'm lazy?
Tell me, I have a situation that I'm not aware of. Bring it. That I bark more when I should wag more?
No, you're really, really, really good about keeping it under your hat, or really just not, or just being positive. I don't think that you have any type of stage fright / anticipation concern.
Not anymore. Not funny.
I will say this though, you're not as interested as going through the research / data / upfront process as I am.
No, it's not fun for me. It's work for me. For you, it's
I love that.
It's playtime.
Yeah, it is.
You really do like that. So I agree. That's very, very true.
Like, we got the holiday season coming up, and Jill is in her element, man.
Oh,
she's
fun.
Got decorations. We have tons of people staying at our house and coming through the house. And she, you know, so that stuff for me, no thank you.
Yeah.
It's fun to go to, though.
Right.
And that's probably what it's like for you. It's fun for me to plan all this stuff, and then it's fun for you to go to it.
Yeah, just
like,
show up and it's done and collect the money.
and
or whatever it is, process the orders and do the customers and all that good stuff. Yeah, help people. Mm-hmm.
No, Jill, I haven't seen you stressed out about anything, really. Like, you're a really good traveler.
Thanks. I'm good at that. That's one thing I'm really good at. Okay, cool.
I think it's good.
Thank you, Jack.
I think we all have the point here.
I think
so. Well, you've done it again. You've wasted about 15 minutes of your life listening to the Jack and Jill Show. Join us tomorrow, where we discuss Jill's compelling personality, which we kind of did today.
And answer your question, should you have one, post it on jackjill.com.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I mean it, Jill. I was pressed to try to find something that you get poopy about.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate that. I think we covered that well enough. I think everybody gets the point.
I think we covered it perfectly.
Good. Thank you. Hey, share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, rate us there. We are Jack and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.